The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatology, Isabel Haugh, is on the line to give us top sunscreen tips to protect our skin. Isabel, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're going to be furious with me to begin with, right? There I was, first day of my summer holidays the week before last, absolutely bottle white. It was slightly overcast and I said, sure, look, I'll sit out and read my book for a while. And I got scalded. And I mean scalded. I turned into a lobster. My kids were laughing at me for 3 days. And I really wish I'd had this conversation before that.
It happens to the best of us. It can happen. Don't beat yourself up too much.
After that, of course, I was factor 50 all the way. So there's nothing better than someone who's been through it. Tell me a little bit about what we're doing wrong.
Great question. There's a lot of things that we're doing wrong. I think the thing that comes up is the factor that we're putting on our skin. So you really need to be at a minimum doing SPF 30. You know, that protects you from 98% of the sun's radiation. We're also not reapplying. Most sunscreens are really only designed to work every 2 hours. So on those really hot, high UV index days, you do need to be reapplying. Another thing we're doing is we're not applying enough. So for your face and neck, you need about a half teaspoon of sunscreen. And for the rest of your body, you need about a shot glass amount. So we're not doing enough. And then another thing we're not doing is, you know, we're not teaching our kids well, I think. It's something, you know, skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in Ireland. And most of the damage that's done is in our childhood. So I think we have a really good opportunity in our generation to teach our children to apply sunscreen every day.
And of course, it's changed as well. You talk about the teaspoon of sun cream, and that's grand if you're still using sun cream. But there was something brought on holidays with me that would only be, it's the equivalent of a spray can, spray paint, because it had a little rattle in it and everything. And I was using a little bit of that. I didn't find it as effective as the good old lather it on cream.
The ingredients is good, it's solid, but there is a flaw with the spray, like you alluded to. You oftentimes don't get enough, and then the coverage may not be good. So you really want to spray a generous amount on there and then, you know, rub it all over. I'm not against spray sunscreens because sometimes, especially if you have kids, you really want to have what they will use because a lot of kids don't like the textures of cream. So, you know, it's about getting it right and getting something that your kids and yourself that you're going to use.
Yeah, there's a lot of people as well, and there was more of them this year, I noticed, in the shops, they're not T-shirts, but they're the equivalent of swimming togs that you put on the top if you're a man, and particularly if you've got young kids, so that they're kind of covered by clothes as opposed to, you know, relying on sunscreen. How important is it, particularly for younger people, or really pale people like me, to use that kind of method?
It's absolutely fantastic, actually. Physical barrier is really effective. The good thing about wearing clothing is it doesn't wash off. If you're going to be in the pool and you're wearing sunscreen, there's no waterproof sunscreen. There's water resistance resistant that lasts a little while and needs to be reapplied. But physical protection is amazing, especially for little kids and people who are going to be in the water. Something else that's absolutely fantastic is a big floppy hat. You know, a lot of people will wear caps but they're limited because they expose the side of the head, the side of the neck, the side of the ears. But a full hat that goes the whole way around is really, really helpful, especially for little kids.
And finally, what about the people who say, you know, I'm going on holidays now next week. I'll have a few sunbed sessions between now and then to start the tan going. What do you say to them?
There is no such thing as a healthy tan. So any tan that our body produces is a sign that there's been DNA damage there. So that is not something that I'd recommend.
Is that what a suntan is? It's DNA damage?
Yeah, so in response to damage from the sun's UV radiation, our skin increases its production of melanin, if it can. Some very fair people can't produce. So it's a defense mechanism.
Okay, well, that puts my current tan in a different perspective. I don't feel as good about it now as I did before you came on. But again, Isabel, I wish I'd had this conversation 2 weeks ago. Isabel Haugh, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatology. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.